Colin Dutenhofer, Aberdeen, South Dakota.
All right, Colin, you were one of this year's Reach for the Stars winners. And first of all, I'd like you to tell me just a little bit about your operation, what you grew this season, and how the weather's been.
Well, we had wheat, corn, and beans. Weather went kind of interesting. We had some flooding early on, had to do some replant, and then we were dry after that. I think we had enough moisture to carry us through, but then August started raining again. Right now, wheat wasn't anything real spectacular, but it was okay, and beans are looking decent. Again, nothing spectacular. Corn, eagerly anticipating that. It looks like it might be pretty good. That's kind of where we're at right now.
Have you started harvesting yet?
Yeah, actually about 2 days of beans left, and I'll be done. And then we'll look at getting on corn.
Now, how have you used the Reach for the Stars John Deere Precision Farming Package this season?
Well, we started out planting this year. We weren't able to use it much on weeds by the time we got it all installed and everything, but used it for planting corn. I don't think I even dropped a marker on my planter this year, just used the guidance system. And then started planting beans with it, both with the planter and with the drill, and used the guidance and the auto steer on both of those. And then I did also use it a little bit cutting some alfalfa. I happened to have it in the tractor I was using to cut with, so I just used the auto steer cutting. And
what would you say you've learned about precision farming from this experience?
I've learned that there's a lot of technology available. I know this John Deere system is a really a high-tech system. There's a lot of things involved with it, a lot of things you can do with it.
Would you say that precision farming has saved you any time or money this season, and if so, how?
It saved me some overlaps, so I probably saved some seed and maybe a little bit of fuel.
What kind of feedback can you provide for John Deere about the system and how it worked for you and what you liked about it and what ways you think it can be improved?
I really did like it. The record-keeping functions during planting were really tremendous. I mean, I didn't have to worry about keeping track of what I was planting where or keep track of my seeds, anything. It was able to manage all that for me. As far as improvements, the Apex software, the computer software that goes along with it, I think could be refined. I think there's some ways that it could be made a little more user-friendly. Also, I know we had a lot of replant this season, and the system really didn't know how to handle that, and I'd like to see that changed.
What kind of a learning curve would you say there is in using precision farming equipment?
Oh, it varies from person to person. I know my father has never really been around computers, and I set him out planting with it. I already had it all set up, and all he had to do was push the go button, basically, and he didn't have any problems with that. Beyond that, actually being able to set up and use all the options available on this John Deere system, there'd be a little bit of learning a curve on it, but the John Deere support really does help out in that and helps keep you going.
Well, great, Colin. I really appreciate you giving me a call today, and I wish you the best of luck with the rest of the season and finishing up your harvest, and hope you have a great day.